Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to another series of podcasts. This time around, we're looking at depression. And I like to start like this. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow says, "Every man has his secret sorrows, which the world knows not, and oftentimes we call a man cold when he is only sad." So let's talk about depression, and I have an 8-part series where we'll start this morning, this first podcast, to look at what depression is. Depression would be constant feeling of sadness and loss of interest, which stops you from carrying out your daily activities, your normal daily activities. Now, this is different from feelings of sadness, bouts of sadness that we all have from time to time. When it becomes constant and it's beginning to affect your normal social activities, your normal functional activities, then we know that there's a problem. It does not occur from a single event, that is depression, but from a mix. So many things could contribute to it. People from all ages suffer from depression. The young, the adolescents, the adults, the older people, everyone at some point suffers from depression. And it's important for us to understand this, because many times we assume that depression is only common in adults and it goes unnoticed in children. More women than men are affected by depression. It's different from the usual mood fluctuations and emotional responses to the challenges of everyday life. So we have the challenges of everyday life. We have the mood and emotional responses to the challenges of everyday life. That's not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about a constant feeling of sadness. At its worst, depression can lead to suicide. And suicide, according to the World Health Organization, is the second leading cause of death in 15 to 29 year olds. It's the second leading cause of death in 15 to 29 year olds. The burden of depression is on the rise globally, particularly with the challenges that our world is facing. The unstable political climate, the economic situation, people right now, people are losing jobs, people are losing means of livelihood. Life really is hard. The prices of things are going up. You go to the market today, by tomorrow when you return, things have gone up by over so much percentage, and you are unable to meet up with financial challenges. Then of course there is insecurity. This is now posing to be a big problem. People are realizing that nowhere is safe. Even if you are at home or on the move, you could be at risk at any time. The social media gives us a barrage of information about what's going on around us with in terms of insecurity, and that creates a lot of fear, that creates a lot of anxiety. People whom you know, people who are close to you, are now becoming victims, and that really is a problem. Also, because of the COVID pandemic, this is that has come with its challenges, it's also a case for the rising burden the rise in the burden of depression. This is the end of part one of our podcast. And please watch out for part two, where we'll talk about the contributing factors of depression. Thank you.